بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر أبلغ الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دور عز شاه حكيم محمد اقتسم نور الله مركده. التايتل is دعا اٹھا نشیمن سے یہ کہہ سے یاد ظالم سے. دعا اٹھا نشیمن سے یہ کہہ سے یاد ظالم سے. منور کر دے یا رب مجھ کو تقوی کے معالم سے. منور کر دے یا رب ہم کو تقوی کے معالم سے. تیرے در تک جو پہنچا دے ملا دے ایسے عالم سے. تیرے در تک جو پہنچا دے ملا دے ایسے عالم سے. منور کر دے یا رب مجھ کو تقوی کے معالم سے. علاج حزن و غم ہے صرف توبہ کر گناہوں سے. علاج حزن و غم ہے صرف توبہ کر گناہوں سے. اندھیرے بے سکونی ہے معاصی کے لوازم سے. اندھیرے بے سکونی ہے معاصی کے لوازم سے. تیرے در تک جو پہنچا دے ملا دے ایسے عالم سے. جو دل سے غیر مخلص ہو وفاداری سے عاری ہو. جو دل سے غیر مخلص ہو وفاداری سے عاری ہو. بہت محتاط رہنا چاہیے پھر ایسے خادم سے. بہت محتاط رہنا چاہیے پھر ایسے خادم سے. جو دل سے غیر مخلص ہو. جو دل سے غیر مخلص ہو وفاداری سے عاری ہو. بہت محتاط رہنا چاہیے پھر ایسے خادم سے. کیا برباد جس نے آخرت کو اپنی غفلت سے. کیا برباد جس نے آخرت کو اپنی غفلت سے. بھلا پھر فائدہ کیا اس کو دنیا کے مغانم سے. بھلا پھر فائدہ کیا اس کو دنیا کے مغانم سے. نہ اہل دل کی صحبت ہو نہ درد دل کی نعمت ہو. نہ اہل دل کی صحبت ہو نہ درد دل کی نعمت ہو. تو پڑھ لکھ کر بھی وہ محروم ہوگا قلب سالم سے. تو پڑھ لکھ کر بھی وہ محروم ہوگا قلب سالم سے. کسی کی آہ سوزندہ فلک پر نارزن بھی ہو. کسی کی آہ سوزندہ فلک پر نارزن بھی ہو. تو پھر ظالم کو ڈرنا چاہیے اپنے مظالم سے. تو پھر ظالم کو ڈرنا چاہیے اپنے مظالم سے. تیرے در تک جو پہنچا دے ملا دے ایسے عالم سے. کہیں شامل نہ ہو طائر کی بھی آہو فغا اس میں. کہیں شامل نہ ہو طائر کی بھی آہو فغا اس میں. دھواں اٹھا نشیمن سے یہ کہہ سیاد ظالم سے. دھواں اٹھا نشے من سے یہ کہہ سیاد ظالم سے. مختار کتب خانے تو ہے اختر بہت آفاق عالم میں, کتب خانے تو ہے اختر کتب خانے تو ہے اختر بہت آفاق عالم میں. جو ہو اللہ کا عالم جو ہو اللہ کا عالم ملو تم ایسے عالم سے, جو ہو اللہ کا عالم ملو تم ایسے عالم سے. اندھیرے بے سکونی ہے ماسی کے لوازم سے, منور کر دے یا رب مجھ کو تقویٰ کے معالم سے. تیرے در تک جو پہنچا دے ملا دے ایسے عالم سے. نہ اہل دل کی صحبت ہو نہ درد دل کی نعمت ہو, تو پڑھ لکھ کر بھی وہ محروم ہوگا قلب سالم سے, تو پڑھ لکھ کر بھی وہ محروم ہوگا قلب سالم سے. تیرے در تک جو پہنچا دے ملا دے ایسے عالم سے, منور کر دے یا رب مجھ کو تقویٰ کے معالم سے.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We'll first do this very beautiful poem. Every poem of Hadrat, every couplet has got is enough for one person's hidayah. Allah has blessed Hadrat with such ulum and ma'arif, knowledge and recognition of Allah and of making islah and more. But it is or was not confined to Hadrat's time, but this will last till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. If we take this advices to heart, that is important. Otherwise, we just listen to it. Normally, in a jalsa, you just have a nazam, and nobody understands, also few people understand. But to take the meaning, and not to know it only, but to take it to heart. One couplet is enough for the hidayat of mankind. And Hadrat many times used to become very, very emotional, cry also and says that those who are close to me, if I lose them on Qiyamah's day, what greater sorrow won't I have? So if we are just sitting and we're not taking heed, we're not changing our lives, we're not trying to bring this into our lives, then what is it going to help? Just outwardly coming is also very great thing in this zamana. But the thing is to try and be sincere with oneself. That's all what is asked. Not with anyone else also, but with oneself, to be sincere. Yeah, for example, awwabin namaz. A person who makes awwabin, which is 6 rakats after Maghrib, then he gets sawab, sawab of 12 years of ibadah. And if for us to understand that, if a person is earning, for example, 20,000 rand a month, and the boss tells him, today you just work 2 minutes extra, you have to knock off at 5, you work 2 minutes more and I'll give you 12 years wages. 20,000 a month times 12, 240, times another 12 years, what that works out just for working 2 minutes extra. We are making 2 sunnats after Faraz, 2 nafils we are making, just 2 more nafils. And our 2 nafils won't even take us 2 minutes. So Allah say, you finish your duty, Faraz is finished. Sunnat-e-Muakkada also is finished. Just make 2 more rakats, make it 6, and I'll give you 12 years wages of ibadah. And everyone according to the standard of his ibadah. The ordinary person, his ibadah is a lower level. The abrar are more higher. And the people who are more higher, even theirs, whoever will make awwabin, according to their level of ibadat, 12 years ibadat sawab. So much. If you're earning 5,000 a month, according to that 12 years. You are earning 100,000 a month, according to that 12 years, Allah Ta'ala will give you. And then again, by making awwabin, even if your gunas are equal to all the foam of all the oceans of the world, Allah will make it maaf. So if you got so big debts, which you can't even write in figures, so big, but 2 rakats more, just make your awwabin, 6, have 6, Allah say, I'll write off your debt. And every day Allah will write off your debt. Every day make awwabin, Allah will write off your debt. And by making awwabin, a person gets purified of his sins. It is like, for example, a person who works anywhere in a factory, all his clothes are full of dust, body is full of dust, hot there, no fans also, and he's sweating. He comes home, first thing he takes a shower. Or children playing at night, mother says, go and shower, or she gives them a bath, puts on their clean clothes there. Then always she says also, see now, you put your clean pyjamas, don't dirty them. So when we have also purified ourselves with awwabin, then after that, don't dirty ourselves by sitting in front of the TV again. Going sitting in front of filth and dirt in front on the internet, etc. Have you purified yourself? Keep yourself clean now. And every day this purification. Whenever mort will come and we carry on in this way, mashallah, a person will go pure to Allah. And how fortunate is not that person.
Hafiz sahab, yahan aao. Hafiz sahab, yahan baitho. Aap kaise chup sakte ho, Hafiz sahab? Aap apne aap ko chupana chahte ho, aap nahi chup sakte ho. MashaAllah. Hafiz sahab taught us a very important point when we were at his place, that Maulana Muhammad Ilyas sahab, rahmatullah alayh, right till the end of his life was very regular with his zikr. And when he became very ill, he couldn't. He had appointed a few people to make zikr by him. And of every time he should tell himself, "Ke Muhammad Ilyas, your islah is still not done." And we just little bit something and we think that now our islah is done. And Maulana made the islah of the world. And he says that my islah is still not done. A person must be conscious all the time. Dua utha nasheman se ye keh sayyad zanim se. The smoke has risen from the nest of the bird. Inform this hunter who has oppressed the bird. In other words, where there is smoke, there is fire also. And when the smoke has risen from the nest, that means the zulm that was made on the bird, that has gone to Allah, that faryad. That complaint of his has gone to Allah. The zalim sayyad, the hunter who has made the zulm, and he's got a gun, he's got power, he's got position, he's got money, he's got everything, and he doesn't care about that bird. And this doesn't just refer to the hunter and the bird, but to all of us. We make zulm on our wives, and we feel, I'm the husband, I can tell her what I want to, I can treat her as I want to. But when her sigh reaches Allah, then inform him, that person, you think you are very strong and powerful now. The boss in a company, you treat your workers as you want to. The father in the house, you treat your children as you want to. You swear at them, you mock at them, everything. You the father, they have to just keep quiet. But the sigh, when that smoke starts rising from that nest, and Allah sees that smoke rising, and Allah turns to that person, then you stand no chance in front of Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, which comes in a clear hadith, the friends of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, those who hurt them and disturb them, Allah declares war against them. So when the hurt of their hearts, that smoke rises to Allah, then you might think that I've got money, I've got position, I've got this, I can do as I want to, but you have to fear very, very greatly there. Just the title alone is enough for us. If we have something in us, some capacity, if our glass is not filled with sand and stone, but our glass is empty, then that is enough to fill that glass. Munawwar kar de ya rab mujhko taqwa ke maalim se. Maalim ji, maalim, maalim, theek hai. Oh Allah, make me munawwar, make me full of nur by the signs of taqwa, all the stations and all the things that lead towards taqwa. Fill my heart with all those things. Fill my life with all those things. Tere dar tak jo poncha de, mila de, aise anim se. And oh Allah, that person who will make me reach your threshold, your door, let me meet such an alim. An alim, not only alim ba amal, but an alim who has reached Allah. He will be able to take somebody else to Allah Ta'ala. One is, as Hadrat Maulana Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, the logat, the different words for Maulvi, there are three. One is, many people also say Muli Sahib. Muli means reddish. So like Mr. Reddish, Mr. Gajar, Mr. Carrot. He has studied, he's a Maulana, but now he's dressing according to Shariat. No namaz is really properly in his life. His way is way out. So he's not a Maulvi Sahib, he's a Muli Sahib. One is a Maulvi, who is a alim, and he's doing deen's work also, and practicing himself also, guiding other people also. And one is Maulawi, Allah Wala, one who is connected with Allah Ta'ala. So such an alim who is connected with Allah. There are many alims out in the world, but an alim who himself is connected, oh Allah, let me be connected with such an alim. So he will also connect me with Allah Ta'ala. Ilaj huzn o gham hai sirf tauba kar gunahon se. There is definitely a solution. There is definitely a medicine for huzn, sorrow, sadness, despondency, depression, gham, worry, all this which people feel that there isn't, there is all the solution. But that doesn't appeal to us. Still, you don't go to psychologists and you don't go to all these people, then these things don't mean. But the solution is so clear, make tawbah of your guna. But that we don't want to. We will go to alims and get amils, and we will get some ta'weezes to hang around. And with that we'll pay even the money, everything. But to change our habits, that we are not prepared to do. Tawbah means to change your habits, to change your life, your bad way you have got, how you treat your wife, your language what you use, etc. Namaz is not in your life. All these things here, that is what we have to correct. But that doesn't make sense to us. To go to psychologists and all that, that makes sense. So we have to evaluate our iman also. Not how much iman, where is our iman? Is it with Allah Ta'ala, or is it with the system of the West, the psychologists and all that? So, and if anyone underestimates Hazrat and Hazrat's words, that's his own business. But those who have some value for the words of Hazrat, not Hazrat's words, for the Quran Sharif or Hadith, the solution to every problem is Tawbah and Istighfar. Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali was sitting in his majlis. Somebody came and complained that poverty, no money, no job, business not going well. He told him, make tawbah istighfar. Somebody else came and he said, no children, I want children. He told him, make tawbah istighfar. Somebody else came, he said, there are droughts, there is no food, people are suffering, no food to eat. He said, make tawbah istighfar. Few people, all different. And one, so his murid told him, was open-hearted, Hazrat, different sicknesses, and you just giving everyone panado, same one dawa for everyone, tawbah istighfar, tawbah istighfar. And mashallah, a few of the murids, when we write to them, make tawbah, bring amal, to sort your problems, you have to draw Allah's rahmat. And to draw Allah's rahmat, you need ta'lim in the house, you need tilawat in the house, you need zikr in the house. These things you need. And make tawbah istighfar. Some pay attention, and mashallah, then they write back that the prescription has worked wonders for us, has worked miracles for us. But others feel, well, what else Hazrat is going to say? That all he's going to say, make tawbah istighfar. And they don't even pay any attention to it. We know better. What is this treatment? which is Quran's treatment, which is Hadith's treatment, which is Buzurg's treatment. No. But if you write something else to them for your poverty and debt, that go make your children doctors, lawyers, etc., that will make this Maulana knows what he's talking about. He is with the times. And if he stops you from all these things, then he is outdated. Because for us, Islam is outdated. We need a new type of, just the name Islam, but in the book, have everything Western world, Western way of life, etc. Andhere be shukuni hai, maasi ke lawazim se. Allahu Akbar. Andhere, darkness, be shukuni, no chain in one's life. Hai maasi ke, this is the compulsory baggage of gunas. Gunas which a person makes is flirting around with women, dating women, earning haram money, etc., swearing, shouting, raving and ranting at people, etc., all that. The baggage that comes with it, which is the lawazim, it has to come with, is be sukuni. Now you got no itminan. It is darkness. Now darkness of aqaid also now. Now all wrong aqaid will come into you. Darkness of ignorance, no knowledge. Even your knowledge you don't practice on is also darkness. These things don't make any sense to you. So this is the compulsory baggage of guna to have a life like that. And to relieve yourself, throw away that gunas. The baggage will go with it also away. You just have to get rid of your gunas. No matter what problem a person has got, he has to make tawbah. Yes, Junaid Baghdadi then, Rahmatullah Ali, told his murid, Allah Ta'ala says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, Summa Tubu Ilay. You make istighfar, make tawbah. Istighfar is forgiveness for gunas that we committed. Tawbah is a firm resolution not to commit them again. Which means change your life in simple language, even if you don't use the words tawbah and istighfar. Then yursil sama alaykum midrara. Allah will send rains in abundance on you. Wa yumditkum bi amwalin wa banin. And Allah will help you with children also, and help you with wealth also. Yumditkum bi amwalin wa banin. Wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa anhara. And Allah will make gardens for you with rivers flowing in them. But the solution is tawbah, istighfar. Jack, and this is, which inshallah we will discuss this time of the year that we are gone in a new year, check on all our things. Our aqaid also make sure that our aqaid are also correct. In case I forget, I did mention this on one of our safars many years ago in one country town. We met an old man, perhaps that time he was 75, very pious man, very regularly with his namaz. But he asked a question which explained what he has in his heart. He asked that Allah is there and Allah tells us to do good, gives us the power to do good. And he didn't say it clear words, but he felt Shaitan is also one God who makes us. And there is one group of people in the past who believe in two gods. God of good and God of evil. So Shaitan is the god of evil and he has got power to make you do wrong. Shaitan, he says himself that وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدُكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. I had no power over you. I did not force you. I only told you do this, look there, say this, do like this. That's all I did. So Shaitan is no power of his own. But how many people believe? They don't. So and if God die with kufr believe, with shirk believe. And the sad part, those who are open mushriks, they die as mushriks, buried in a non-Muslim qabristan. But a Muslim who dies as a Muslim and is buried in a Muslim qabristan, but he's dying with aqidah of shirk, etc. How sad won't that be? Who we thought always is our good friend and our brother. And we have to worry about ourselves, myself, that how my mort is going to come. Jo dil se ghair mukhlis ho, wafadari se aari ho. That person who by his heart is not sincere, other words, outwardly showing he's a very sincere friend, but in his heart he's not sincere. He doesn't practice, he doesn't accept the teachings. And a person who is a mukhlis doesn't give his attention to any other person. A wife that is loyal, she doesn't look at other men, she doesn't go and talk to other men. So a murid also, he doesn't associate with other sheikhs also. When he has to meet them with respect and accepts them. But to go into their teachings and to follow them, etc., that is the person who is not mukhlis. Mukhlis is that person that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said on Qiyamah's Day, when there will be Abdul Qadir Jilani also, Junaid Baghdadi also, Maulana all great buzurgs, but I will only look at my Shaykh. But yeah, already in this world, when we any other Shaykh come, we after that Shaykh. Any other Shaykh come, we run after. Nothing wrong. They also right. They also on their way. But a person who is sincere to his Shaykh, he won't go there. He will there. That is wahdata matlab. That you only associate with your Shaykh. And this causes you all confusion also. The Shaykh that comes from another road also going to Allah. Then you wonder now that who is right. And you start comparing also. And you start advising also. So this is very dangerous. So jo dil se ghair mukhlis ho, wafadari se aari hai. He is empty, he is not loyal. That person is not loyal. Bahut muhtaat rehna chahiye phir aise khadim se. You must be very careful of such a khadim. Though he is near, but he is a dangerous. He may be a snake in the grass, he is right near you. Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullah ali, when they fought the British, the person who was giving him paan always to eat, who was always with Hazrat, he's the person who gave the secrets away. So besides that also, those who don't even know that they're not sincere, they think they're sincere, the Shaykh should try and be one above and not accept their mashura also. Take their mashuras also with a pinch of salt. That though they appear to be very sincere, but they are not. Perhaps they don't know themselves also. They thinking they are very pious also. And they are drinking from every stream and every fountain also. But that person, the Shaykh must be alert also. Kya barbaad jisne akhirat ko apni ghaflat se. A person who destroyed his akhirat because of his unmindfulness. He thought dunya is everything. And he didn't prepare for akhirat. And that also, that same ghair mukhlis, outwardly to show I'm pious also, to get a reputation also, we even make suffer with the Shaykh, we go to majlis also, we praise our Shaykh also, but all this we are using behind the scene to increase our prestige and our position. In here there are many also who will even use the malfuzat and the bayans of the Shaykh. They won't even ascribe it to the Shaykh, or even if they ascribe it, it is to run up mileage for their own ego and their own position. So to flower their own bayans, but the object is not the thing is make your Shaykh big, you stay small, but we use the Shaykh to make us big, and we sort of ignore the Shaykh also. So all this, so with all this ghaflat, which is in many more forms, kya barbaad jisne akhirat ko apni ghaflat se, that person who destroyed his akhirat because of his unmindfulness, bhala phir faida kya usko dunya ke maghanim se. And now he earned dunya. People also calling you big hazrat, people also trusting you in business, leaving amanats with you, everything else, taking your advice, all these things of you got you of your dunya, what use of it is? When you are not sincere and you have destroyed your akhirat, what is the dunya that you have earned? What is it going to help you? Na ahle dil ki sohbat ho, na darde dil ki na'mat ho. A person who hasn't got the na'mat of the sohbat of awliya. And here also, sohbat doesn't just mean coming now and then. Sohbat doesn't mean that we just show our face. Sohbat doesn't mean that we are always with Shaykh, but sohbat means that like the Sahaba with sohbat became Sahaba. They became living Islam. So the living mizaj of the Shaykh must come into the murid. That has to come into the murid. What you have to take from the sheikh, his mizaj, his ways, etc. That a person must take. To par likh kar bhi, wo mehroom hoga, qalb-e salim se. Then that person, no matter how learned, he's outwardly an alim, he became a mufti also. He became a qari also. He did specializing causes also. But he will be deprived of a qalb-e salim. His heart won't be a good heart. Though in spite of having all that knowledge also, but to have a qalb-e salim, he will be deprived. Kisi ki aah, so zinda falak par nara zan bhi ho. And somebody's ah, the sigh of a person when you made zulam on a person, you ill-treated a person, how many wives complain, my husbands, they rubbish us, they belittle us, they make us feel so unwanted, we don't know where to go, I've got nowhere to go, and the way my husband makes me feel, that I'm so unwanted, that I'm a burden in his life, that I'm just complete rubbish. How husbands can, or the main reason, because their eyes are somewhere else, their thoughts are somewhere else, and they treat the wife in this way. So kisi ki aah is so zinda falak par nara zan bhi ho. That ah, that sigh is very soft here, but by Allah Ta'ala it is nara zan. It is a loud clamoring on the doors of Allah Ta'ala, hitting hard on the doors of Allah. Yeah, it just comes out as a sigh. The poor wife can do, she just keeps quiet. She goes away to the kitchen, she turns aside and she sleeps away. Nothing much. Or your worker, you treated him, you fired him just for whatever reason, and you didn't pay him properly. Or how many people complain of our good people, that they just fired us, they didn't pay us also. There is two sides of the story, but that person who feels like that, and if he is right, he is justified. And that soft sigh goes and hit hard at the doors of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will answer. And how won't Allah answer? Then a person carries on suffering in his life. Different ways. He doesn't know what hit him from where. This is when Allah Ta'ala's adab comes on a person. To phir zalim ko darna chahiye apne mazalim se. The person who makes zulm must be very, very fearful of the zulm that he is doing. Kahi shamil na ho ta'ir ki bhi aah fuga usme. Somewhere it must not happen that the bird, the aah fuga, the crying, the sobbing, the sighing of the bird. This is just metaphorical for us to understand that the bird whose nest you burnt out, you destroyed the nest of that bird, and now the bird is now crying to Allah Ta'ala. Dua utha nashiman se ye keh sayyad zalim se. The smoke that has risen, you destroyed somebody's house, you interfered with somebody's wife, you broke his house up. And now that person, what he's suffering, then you leave that woman also. You only destroyed her, and now you leave her also. And then, so Allah, by the cries of Allah, a person must be very, very careful. And that this smoke that has risen to Allah Ta'ala, Allah is going to answer that call. And then you have to be very, very careful. Kutub khane to hai akhtar bahut afaq-e alam mein. There are a lot of libraries. In other words, a lot of people who, what knowledge. You start a subject on history, you just have to keep quiet after that. They don't end on that subject, what history they know. You start a subject on any masala, the in-depth knowledge of that masala they have got. Lot of knowledge of deen also. Adunyas is one side. Even of deen's knowledge, what knowledge people have got. Joha Allah ka alim, milo tum aise alim se. A person who's not alim of history and fiqh and hadith and Quran, but who's an alim of Allah, he knows Allah. You stay in the company of such an alim, and he will also take you to Allah Ta'ala. One word, not couplet only, the title, one word, one line, is more than enough for a person if he will pay attention. And then put in such a sugar-coated pearl, this beautiful ash'ar which people enjoy, and then sang by mashallah like Ijaz, you enjoy it. So it is laat ki laat or baat ki baat. It gives you a heart kick also and gave you the message also fully. Not like somebody who's driving a Ferrari and he doesn't want to give left to a small little boy who is on the road. So the boy throws a brick on his windscreen. So he tells him, "What have you done, my Ferrari?" He says that, "You didn't stop. I could to draw your attention. That was the only way. So don't let a brick fall." As the Hazrat is that sheikh of ours who didn't throw bricks at us, but he gave us sugar-coated pearls. He gave us halwa and mithai, and in there he put the medicine for us. And still, if we don't want to take that medicine, and we still want to just carry on, if the sheikh downloads onto his murid, but the murid doesn't want to upload, he doesn't take it, then what you can take a horse to the water to drink, but if the horse doesn't want to drink, now what must you do? So that is for us to take a lesson, inshallah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that inna iddat al-shuhur, undoubtedly the number of months, inna iddat al-shuhur inda Allah, by Allah ta'ala, which Allah has made, Ithna ashara shahran, the 12 months they are. Fi kitabillah, this is in the book of Allah Ta'ala. The statutory law book of Allah. Allah made final decision. That 12 months. And when was this ruling made? Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. That law book of Allah doesn't change with the new government. That a new government comes and change Shariat now. Make new laws. No. Allah has made it and it is still there from that time. Minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months have been accorded a great, a sacred accordance. And dhalika deenul qayyim. That is the established system of Allah Ta'ala. So inna shows how strong this is. Then yawma khalaq fi kitabillah, in the book of Allah, the statutory book of Allah. يوم خلق السماوات والأرض ذلك الدين القيم. So how much Allah is stressing on the system of Allah Ta'ala, which we work out geographically 12 months of the year. Solar year or lunar year, both have got 12 months. We work it out and we study it, we do all that, how does summer come in, where the earth's movements, rotation, then we get winter, we get spring, we get autumn, etc. Why we get day, why we get night, what is happening, all that we do, but to understand this, that link to Allah Ta'ala is not there. Since they put the link to the monkey, Darwin's theory of evolution, they made us all monkeys. And previously, even dunya's knowledge also was linked to Allah, that this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Quite a few years ago, in Turkey, in one little town, there was a need of building a dam, reservoir for water, they built it. Then the opening of it from government side, the mayor was about to say, by the fazl of Allah, he only said by the fazl, and they stopped him there. You dare say it is by Allah, we made it. And this was in Turkey. Turkey has changed, alhamdulillah, tremendously recently. But that also, he apologized. They didn't accept his apology also. They fired him there and there. This is what is called secularism. And this is what we are sending our children to, secular school, from Montessori, from the time the child is born. From the time the child is 3 and 4, we are linking him to Darwin's theory of evolution. And these children, it is now being ingrained in them that we are from monkeys. When I was in one place, a grown-up man was studying at university. We had little discussion, we had some free time after Asr. What are you studying? History. So if you are studying history, from where is man? He thought a little while, Muslim, grown-up man. And he said, from monkeys, we are born from monkeys. So that is his belief and his aqidah. And we might think that, well, we haven't got that. But I can assure you, this is being ingrained in our children when they're going to schools. Before it was at university level, they should teach in Darwin's theory of evolution. They made it lighter and taught it in schools. It was taught in class 9, standard 7. And now in Montessori they are teaching. In kindergarten they are teaching this. So, and also many of our Muslim Montessoris, well, it's all right, Appa is a very pious woman. We all know Appa, and she makes Mashura also. And Mashura today, we have to define Mashura. That everyone, only he knows that what Sheikh is in favor of, that you present. And the other things what you know Sheikh is not in favor, never speak also. And also you wink eyes to one another, that you just keep quiet about. That you don't talk also. That is no Mashura. You're bluffing yourself. You are bluffing your deen. You are bluffing yourself. So that is no Mashura. How many people are in and out by the armies? But they know Sheikh is not in favor of that. That they don't talk about also. Then they only talk about Amal. Because Sheikh talks about Amal. So that they talk. But in the meantime, they are by this army, by that army, this Taoist, that Taoist, this psychologist, that doctor all the time. But the actual thing, we are not sincere to ourselves. I wrote to one student from America, mashallah, he's very concerned. I told him, be sincere with yourself, be honest. He asked me, what's the meaning to be sincere and honest with yourself? That also we can't understand, that how you must be sincere and honest. He has been at least sincere that he asked the question. For others, it's just words that, well, Sheikh just needs some words to cover up time. So he uses these words and that. It doesn't mean that something we have to do about it and realize about ourselves. So anyway, this whole system of the universe, this is, and quite a bit of the Quran has been devoted to this. More than what it has, Quran has devoted itself to masalas, about namaz, roza, etc. Much more than that, Quran has devoted itself to the entire system. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, in the second supara, in the fourth supara, amman khalqi samawati wal ard, wa min ayatihi, whole rukus, whole pages, all this, that how Allah's qudrat is working, the system of Allah. But that is not part of our deen. That for us, it's not part of our deen. A person's ma'rifat of Allah, and from ma'rifat comes muhabbat, that is only on this. Why has the Quran devoted so much of itself? Quran, where there isn't a single dot, a single zabar or zair, fatha, kasra, is nothing superfluous and extra. Nothing. It is just the bare basics. And so why has the Quran devoted so much to it? Over and over you read in the Quran Sharif the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But we don't take notice of it. And the sad part of it is, like for example in the Hadith Kitabs, which in Darul Ulooms which are taught, the other Kitabs of Fiqh are taught in great detail. But when it comes to all this Akhlaq, Akhirat, correcting one's life, then only the Kitab is read. Not even in many cases translation is made. It's just being read like that, which is the most important. Milo tum aise alim se, jo Allah ka alim ho. That alim that has connection with Allah, he's got alim knows fiqh, and he knows it in detail, he knows tafsir, and he knows ten tafsirs of one ayat, and he knows he's an alim about grammar. He'll tell you that word in which tense it is. He will tell you from which chapter, which bab it comes out from, what the root word is, what is the meaning of the root word, how did it come on to take this meaning. He'll give you what bayans he will give on that. But he hasn't reached Allah, he hasn't found Allah. And the Quran was for that person, for that purpose. So this is a time that a person, and very sadly, almost the whole ummah, we pass from the old year to the new year, we are not aware of it also. A great, great change has come in the whole system of the world. From 1435, we went to 1436, but it hasn't made an impact on us in any way. It hasn't brought us to think also about anything. But the year 2014 will come to an end. 2015, a person who's in job, who's not in job. And I usually say, old Dadima and Nanima in a wheelchair, bedridden, she's also aware that the system has changed now. That we are now in the year 2015. So it is that we take cognizance of this change which is coming. We are just unfortunately like zombies, just passing through the great, great Qudrat of Allah. MashaAllah, one friend of us wrote this morning one email, and he said, with Friday night's talk and the ma'arif of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah's system is working. He says, I thought, from the words you make out, that I had also iman, I had ma'arifat, but I realize I'm still nowhere in ma'arifat. And nobody can be anywhere. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam declares, ma'arifnaka haqqa ma'arifati. Otherwise, Allah, which is unlimited, that means Allah's unlimitedness will come to an end. Allah, that will, all the words, all the seas of the water, and double that amount becomes ink. And all the trees of the world, and the branches and twigs on those trees, they become pens to write Allah's Qudrat again. Again, this not to write the fiqh and the masalas, not to write down aqaid, but to write down the Qudrat and the greatness of Allah. All that will get finished, but Allah's greatness will still not come to an end. But we don't notice it. How sad it is. And that is what we got big degrees in Islamic field, in dunya's field, we got big degrees, but we haven't got the ABC, the Alif Ba Ta Tha of the Ma'rifat of Allah, who gave us all these things that we don't recognize Allah Ta'ala. And this is not only in that, in everything. You go home, you enter the house, you make salam, many times the wife won't answer, she's busy cooking. You shout at her, tell her, give jawab. I'm cooking for you, can't you see I'm cooking, I'm making rotis. Husband is immersed in his work, wife comes in, and you don't notice the wife also. You sit down to eat, you don't even notice that how long she has been preparing. What dishes she made. One curry is enough for you. And that is how normally we should eat. Visitors come, you make 3-4 meals, no problem. 3-4 dishes you make. But normally at home, but then there is achar also on the side, there is some salad also, then there is some dessert also. How many things? All what she has done. And she makes sure it's clean, tidy, everything is in order, but we don't appreciate. A thought also does not go. We have the meal finished and not even one jazakallah. We don't make Allah shukr. From what I noticed, Bismillah at the beginning, most of us don't read. And then practically nobody reads the dua at the end of meals. and to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And those who gave you that meal, make shukr. Our Shaykh, what Allah has given him, what a position. That we eating at the host place, and we have noticed many, many people, no dua also. Not the dua to Allah, not the dua for the host, we just ate and finished. An animal also appreciates. One friend told us, in Trinidad, Tobago is one little island which is connected with Trinidad. He went for a holiday, and he was sitting there where at a place where the sea water was coming, the beach, and river water was also going into the river, was running alongside. About 3-4 meters land between the two. A beautiful fish about 0.5 meter in size, different colors came in the river water and came to the end there, and it fell on its side. He had a stick, he pushed it, it went back into the water. 3 times this happened. Then he realized, he didn't realize, Allah put in my heart, there was a bigger stick, I took it and I pushed it into the sea. And then it swam off with a speed into the sea. But then it came back again and made a circle by him and then went away again. It was actually a sea fish which somehow came in the river water. And it couldn't survive in the river water. So it was coming for help. And Allah, without any language, what is the fish language, what is the human's language, and we don't understand Allah's language. Allah put in his heart without any language, pushed this fish into the sea. And then that fish came and said, Jazakallah. It made a circle around him, and it went away. A fish also appreciates. And as insan, ashraf makhlukat, we are very happy Allah made us ashraful makhlukat. We are very happy, we say we got brains. This cow, what brains the cow got? The sheep, what brains the sheep got? We got brains. But those animals make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But as human with all your brains, you can't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You don't even see Allah's qudrat. Your eyes haven't been trained and opened. Cataract is so strong that you don't even see Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. When you don't see, where are you going to acknowledge? When you don't acknowledge, where are you going to say Jazakallah? And so much treatment we need, ICU treatment. Our little few bayans this few days, one lady writes that appreciating so much, far away. But what she says, that the spiritual dastarkhan you spread out for us. And what ni'mat you put on the spiritual dastarkhan for us to eat, ready made. How much she appreciates. And this can only happen if a person got the capacity to appreciate. If he hasn't got that capacity, he doesn't. Wives do so much for us. Not only the cooking, the house is kept tidy. Then you go and bath, your clean clothes are hung up for you. Your dry towel is there. It's perfumed also. Everything she does for you. But did we ever say even, forget Jazakallah, not even one thank you. Yes, what we will do is still swear her, shout her. This you didn't do right, that you didn't do right. This is our condition. So this is a time that we have some, we think about our condition. That we came out of a tremendous system of Allah 1 year. Every day that comes in our lives, that morning the day says that today is the, so what day? 8th of Muharram. I've come in your life one time only. I'll never repeat and come in your life again. Whatever good you can do, do it. Our lives in this world is like a person standing at a railway station and he has to put his goods on the goods train. The train is going to come, stop and go. But then when the train comes, you are drinking tea. And then you say, isn't it my right also want to drink tea? You no doubt drink tea, but not this when the train is going to stop 5 minutes, 2 minutes and you have to send your goods on the train. Now you are busy drinking tea. You are jogging there up and down on the platform. You say jogging is very important. I have to go to the gym. I have to exercise. I have to stay healthy. But is this the time for you to jog, etc.? And the train goes away without your goods. Your train of life is passing to the qabr. And we are standing in the station of dunya. And we say, isn't it my right also to have tea, to have coffee, to do this, cosmetics, to involve ourselves in all these things. And we are not putting the goods on the train. That we have to send to Akhirat, we are not. And when the train will go there, and we will reach there also. We are sending, we are going also to Qabr. And we have to, Allah gave us our train. All the time our train is moving to send your goods. And we go to the qabr, empty train there. And if we did some amal, but without sincerity, and we did not make tawbah, all those amal, we loaded it on. It will be offloaded before it reaches the qabr also. And if we made amal, and pride and arrogance came into us, I did this, I did that, that will be also offloaded. And our train, if we have to go in the qabr, and we, how sad for that, a person who didn't do anything, he knows I'm not expecting anything. But a person who is expecting a lot, and he goes there and he finds it's empty, how sad won't it be for that person? So this is a year that has gone, not a day, a year. What did we load onto our train which is going, our ruh, which is making its journey to akhirat? What did we prepare? What did we send? A person is to take stock. And Allah is so kind, not only one year in our lives. All of us sitting here, how many years have come and have gone? And inshallah, Allah give us our lives, and not just for the sake of living, but to be preparing for akhirat. And for that then, how many years will come? Let us take stock. That what have I sent till today? As far as my aqaid is concerned, check ourselves. As far as my ibadat are concerned, as far as my muamalat in ibadat, consider our qaza namazes also. And especially for ladies, qaza rozas also. Ladies have 7, 8, 10 rozas every year that they have to forego. And procrastination, which is the biggest thief of time, we'll keep them, we'll keep them. Next Ramzan came. They find out I've got 10 years rozas accumulated, 100 rozas. 3 months rozas have got accumulated. Now they despair. They lose hope also. And mashallah, those Allah's fazl, and we can only make shukr to Allah. How many of our friends who broke their first rozas, how many have kept the kafara? They have kept the 60 rozas consecutively. How many have done that? How many, mashallah, are well on the way with the reports that we are getting? The qaza namazes they are covering up. So much is still left. We are still carrying on. How many? Their financial matters. They have become sincere. And they have now sorting out their financial matters. And this is an area, financial matters. Your ibadat still, Allah's mercy, hopefully Allah will forgive. But hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people, Allah will say, you first sort that out. Then you come to me. And on Qiyamah's day, where a person will be so desperate for one neki, not only to get into Jannah, for that also we will need, so we can tip the balance, just that it tips, and we can enter Jannah. But one neki is going to be the orchards of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, and all that nobody will want to give away. Not a father will want to give his son there. Not a wife will want to give the husband. Everyone will be in nafsi alam. And in that state, so our financial matters, hukukul ibad. And also in hukukul ibad, how many, perhaps all of us, how much wrong we have done to our wives. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave a bayan in Jami Masjid, he said that, amongst the other rights of the wife, go and ask her for maaf for all the zulm which we have done till today. But that is far beyond us. To go and tell her that I ask you maaf for all the wrong I have done. And from today, I won't do any wrong. Allah gave me tawfiq. I asked my wife, and Hazrat told a few more things also. And that will bring a change in a person's life. But what we feel, if I have to even just acknowledge that she's doing things for me, she'll come and sit on my head. And then she's going to take advantage from me. Like Maulana said, that in one gathering, the lady told the husbands today that I love you. Very few. Then she said, send a message to your husbands on your phone. I love you. Then she told them to exchange the phones, because everyone won't read out what the husband replied. So all what the husbands wrote back, somebody said you smashed a car, and that's why the car has to be repaired. You want a new dress, you want to go for a holiday, that's why you are writing. All this type of things they were writing. So we feel they will take advantage. But we don't have to worry, we think too much for other people. What we have to do, that we don't give it thought. We do what we have to do and do it for Allah's pleasure. And in Allah's control is your heart also, your wife's heart also. The wife also don't want to praise the husband and thank her, because then the husband will start taking advantage. We don't have to worry. You become a sincere banda of Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. So one, we are afraid they will take advantage, and the other greater mani, the thing that stops us, is our pride. How can I tell my wife Jazakallah? How can I tell her thank you? She must tell me all the time. So anyway, so this change of this year should bring a great, we should see the Qudrat of Allah who has created time. And what an abstract thing. You have to put a lot of pressure on your brains to be able to think this ni'mat of Allah of time. Then Allah gave us this measurement of time. That I'm saying I'm 45 years old now. I'm 50 years old. Where this came about? We're just taking it for granted. If we realize Allah gave us these ni'mat, we'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But mali muft dile be rahm. What we just got on the plate, we don't appreciate in any way whatsoever. So Allah who has given us this. Then this time again, this what we have got, our actual time is our Islamic time. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, and Muslims was following till that time the Christian calendar, and Sayyidina Umar was Sayyidina Umar. What is that Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala who said that نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are that nation that Allah has given us honor. And this is all from the fuyuz and barakat of Nabuwat. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had 10 years. Allahu Akbar. What a miracle, what a miracle. Not to make one alim, to make so many alims. Not to make one mujahid to make so many mujahids. Not to make one abid to make so many abids. And what abids? To make husbands who are animals to make them into husbands. Wives that were a beast to make them into wives in 10 years. So whatever afterwards, Allah Ta'ala left it to the Sahaba. So he established the Islamic calendar, the Islamic year. And then the discussion came about from where must we start counting our calendar. Start our calendar. And how must we base our year from where to where. There were many suggestions from the time that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. From the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got Nabuwat. From the time the Quran Sharif was revealed, etc. All different. But the one that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted. And all the Sahaba were unanimous about from the time of Hijrat. From the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made the effort in Makkah Sharif for 13 years, then he made Hijrat to Medina Munawwara at the age of 53. From that time, the year or the Hijri calendar starts. Christian calendar starts from the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. From there it starts, and our calendar starts from the Hijrat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the reason for this will be, which unfortunately we don't do, that every year when the year will change, my ummat, and every ummati of my ummat will become conscious that a new Hijri year has come. And his mind will go to Hijrat. But unfortunately we are not even aware a new year has started. We are not conscious of it. And very lightly if somebody is, he is. But otherwise we are not. And then this Hijrat that they will be conscious of, not only Hijrat of migrating from one country to another country, one city to another city, that also, mashallah, we have to make so much shukr that we have people who are making Hijrat from other countries. There are so many brothers of ours from America, from other places, who are coming to settle here for the education of the children. This Hijrat, how Allah loves it. How many of our alims who are going to South America particularly, and now to Ireland, to those places also, and they are making this Hijrat. This is the lives of the Sahaba becoming alive again. Then how many of our friends, we have Farooq Bhai here, mashallah, he left his beautiful mansion in Johannesburg, Mayfair, to come and stay in a one bedroom flat. Just for the sake of deen, his wife made this Hijrat. We have our friend here, Yusuf Hassan, mashallah. Yes, what a job he had, but he has given it all up just for the sake of deen. for his qaza namazes, he said, this is that consciousness. And for to make his hibs, which a few suparas he has done, to cover up and all, to prepare his akhirat. And that is the person, a dunya dar liman la dar lah. Dunya is a house for those who haven't got a house in the akhirah. And dunya Allah has made, a dunya masra'atul akhirah. It is a farm for the akhirah. But we're not planting for akhirah, we're building mansions on that farm. No place left also on that farm to plant for akhirah. No time in that land to prepare for akhirah. So this is the time, this is the hijrah. And the real muhajir, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to, al-muhajiru, man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. The real muhajir is that person who makes hijrah from the things which Allah has made haram on him. So every year we are given this reminder, give up your past rotten year and come into a new shining year. Like one beautiful email received, the Malfuzat of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, that knock on his door, he will definitely open it. Knock on the door of Allah, make dua, turn to Allah Ta'ala, and then vanish, he will make you rise like the morning shining sun. Annihilate yourself, I am nothing whatsoever. And Allah will make you like the morning shining sun that gives light to the whole world. Allah will make you such. When you vanish, you annihilate yourself. Your ana you take out. I am somebody. I did this. And when you realize I am nothing, Allah will make you to give light to the whole world. You become a nothing. And Allah will make you a great thing and rise you to the heavens. And you become a nothing. So, but we don't want to. We want to. Our name must come. People must acknowledge me. People must recognize me. That is what we want. Whether it's in the family, whether it's in the business, anywhere, people must recognize me. But you annihilate yourself, Allah will raise you to the heavens. So this is the time of we take cognizance of ours. And alhamdulillah, many, many brothers, not all still far from the mark, but they have drawn up what we will call the spirituals, like you drop your financials, end of the financial year. And whoever does this, he himself is going to be most conscious. And check ourselves on our aqaid, on our ibadat. Last year, how were my namazes? Am I up to date with my namazes? Have I got qaza namazes? Are my namazes with jamaat, without jamaat? All these things. My rozas, how are they? And also, the quantity also, and quality also. Am I staying hungry in Ramzan, or am I keeping rozas in Ramzan? And there's a world of difference between the two. Am I making namaz, or am I just doing exercises? Everything. My qurbani, check it also. My relationship with my wife, with my neighbors. A person who draws this up and he checks it and compares it with next year. Compares it with the next year. Compares it with 10 years. You will see, that will be his Islam. A great Islam for that person. And mashallah, one of our friends, every week's majlis, he sends the report. And I said in Ramzan, a person who doesn't send his report, his khilafat is cancelled. But only one person responding. And another brother from Australia, reasonably now and then quite often, he sends his report. One alim from Roderick Islands, mashallah, every month he sends his whole report. His namazes, his tilawat, his zikr. A person who does this, you don't have to send it to the sheikh, but to make you conscious and to make you do it, submit it. But you yourself, it's going to benefit you. You are the one who drew it up, who wrote it out. You're not going to ask your accountant to do it. You're going to do it yourself. This is going to make you very conscious. And a person who really wants his Islam, he will do this. So this is that year that we take this great lesson also. Then this year is that time also that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara and he found the Jews keeping roza on the 10th of Muharram, Ashura. He asked them, why are you people keeping this roza? They said that Allah gave salvation to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, the Israelites. And in shukr to Allah, we are keeping this roza. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we got a greater right to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam is not our Nabi. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry on Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala when he was reading the Torah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face went red. that you are my ummati, and you're reading the kitab of another of another Nabi. Sayyidina Umar, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Oh Umar, may your mother rue the day you were born." Don't you see how angry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is becoming? Today we haven't got that also, to be loyal and to be sincere, which was in the Ash'ar also. So anyway, so we have the greater right to make shukr. So we should also keep this roza, that in this shukr also, that our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he delivered us from idol worships. Idol worship in the Kaaba, 360 idols. If it wasn't for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we could be worshipping idols today. And the effort of the ulama from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam till today, what great effort they have made. We don't appreciate our ulama who came to South Africa. And further back, most of us sitting here from the Gujarat area, the amount of qawwali that should take place in Dabir, and the urus that used to take place, it was impossible to open your mouth against. Everyone was mad for it and died for it. Our ulama became shaheed in the process. Our ulama lost their reputation in the process. Ulama lost their money and their families in the process, but they established Tawheed. They established the Madrasa Dabil Madrasa. At when the Maulana Bham, who came to South Africa in those years for collection, one person in his insolence and audacity gave a stone to Maulana for the Madrasa. This is my contribution. Allah made it such when they were putting the foundation that he was present there in Dabil. So Maulana called him, "That stone you gave, yeah, put it in the foundation." In other words, he was giving the impression that Maulvis eat up the money. They make collection, they don't put it. So your stone also, I kept it here as amanat, and you put your stone here. Today many of us got this, and to have this bad-gumani of ulama, how dangerous, isn't it? That they just doing collection. Where? They are in every case. They are people who are, whether you are businessman, whether you are doctor, lawyer, politicians, all are fraudsters. In every field you get fraudsters. So just to single out the ulama and to make a blanket decision that all these ulama are like that, how serious is not that? So anyway, so to make shukr of the ulama, that how they made effort. Today we got correct aqidah. We just take it for granted. Who of us ever made dua for our parents that we are born in such homes? That for our ustads that they have guided us, and we have got this pure mazhab and pure deen of tawheed and sunnat, and what Dioban stands for, Allahu Akbar. Your effort in the whole world and the true deen, and which today we don't have to be shy, but the Arab ulama acknowledging it. The ulama of the world that we have got this true deen and the proper understanding of deen, but we don't appreciate. So we should learn to appreciate this roza, make it a springboard that we also at the same time appreciate and make shukr. Otherwise we were sitting with the tickets of Jahannam. What idol worship, what qabr pujari, tawaf of qabrs, etc. We were sitting with those tickets and passports. Where it should take us? Through their efforts. So we should make shukr for that also. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further which we should take a great lesson from, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will still be different from the Jews and the Christians. In essence, what good they have got, no problem. But we will be different, and we will to show our difference, outwardly express our difference, we will keep on the roza on the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, not only on the 10th, but we will show our difference. From here, let that be a springboard, and see our lives, how much are we according to Islam and Deen, and how much of our lives are according to Christianity. Recently one place I asked, we are all Muslims, all agreed. Our affiliation is with Islam, all agree. We don't have affiliation with Christianity, not at all. What is your birth date? And everyone only knows the Christian birth date. We are so strongly affiliated with Islam and with Islamic ethos and Islamic identity. But ask anyone here, how many of us can give our Islamic birth of date? Somebody who does become conscious, he goes and check up on the computer, but the next day he forgets, it's forgotten also. He doesn't know. Okay, when we were born, we all shift responsibility. We are not prepared to accept responsibility, which our Shaykh made our tarbiyat and taught us so much on this point. For example, if I want to take this glass and I drop it, and if somebody has to ask what happened, say the glass fell. So Hazrat used to become very angry, glass fell on its own. Why don't you say, I dropped the glass? Till a person does not acknowledge and take responsibility, a person wants to defend himself, wants to justify himself, and that is all pride. And when a person has got humility, he says, yes, I made a mistake. And your whole problem is solved. In the family the problem is solved, in the business the problem is, in the community. But who will say, I made a mistake, I'm wrong? That unfortunately we are. And that is the starting point of Islah. If we didn't start the race, how are we going to even cover 100 meters and cover the end of the race? If the starting of the race is to acknowledge, I made a mistake. And we are full of faults. We know how full. And also another thing is to bluff ourselves. We generally will say, I'm full of faults. But we don't want to pinpoint the faults. Pinpoint them and correct those one, the fault that we are making. So this is a time that we acknowledge this also. And that we are different, that bring Islamic ethos in our lives. The days of the week, so serious matter it is. All the days we are Muslims. But who use Muslim names? When amongst ourselves, okay, you're doing business with a non-Muslim person, use the Islamic, the English calendar. But amongst ourselves, why don't we use the Islamic terms? For example, Monday is the day the moon was worshipped. Sunday was the day the sun was worshipped. And every day of the week has got all these idol connotations with idols. But we use it. And also, the Urdu words also, Peer, Mangal, Bud, Jumirat, all this also, besides Jum'ah and Jumirat, all this has also got idol connotations. So we'll find our Buzurgs, they will use the Persian terms, the Shamba, Yakshamba, Doshamba, they will use this, or the best is use the Arabic terms, Yomul Ithnain, or just Ithnain, Ahad. That is, we have to become conscious. But it will be so, when we use this, people are confused. How much we are confused about this. A friend of ours, we studied together in Deoband, he was the brightest student. We were the lowest, but one thing Allah had blessed me, to make my Shaykh's khidmat every day. I put a bed sheet on the stage on which Hazrat used to sit, and Alhamdulillah, I've still got that which Hazrat taught his whole Bukhari Sharif. I used to take tea for Hazrat, which I used to present to him. Allah put that in my share. My friend, he was the best, most intelligent, the most learned in the class. After very many years, we forgot even one another. He came, and he's a very rich man now in building construction. Very rich man, living a luxurious life in Bombay. But he was doing collection for a friend of ours who was with us also in Gorakhpur in UP. So he asked for a donation also, so I gave him whatever little. And then he was making the receipt, and he asked me, what's the date? I gave him Islamic date. That bamboozled him. He couldn't understand, what are you talking? Like today, if somebody asks you when you were born, you give the Islamic year, the person, he counts it in the English year. What are you, 2-3 centuries old? He gets mixed up completely. Whereas that shouldn't be the case of a Muslim. We should be at home with that. And with the English calendar, we should have problems. But it is totally opposite. Yet we are the best Muslims. And our affiliation to Islam, there is nobody who got better affiliation to Islam than what we have got. Then he asked me, he wanted to write the month, not the word, but the number. Like March is the third month, September is the ninth month. That also we know so well. But Rabiul Awwal, which month is it? Shaban, which month? Many of us got a problem. So he had a big problem. So he couldn't write that number. So he asked me. Then he took off his topi, put it down, put his glasses down, and we are friends, open with one another. He said, Maulana, what must I tell you? You know me, I used to be the most brightest student in class. But I got so involved in dunya that I don't even know the months of the year. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, that also I have forgotten. So we are also, so don't think about him, that is just for us to realize our condition. How many of us know? So when we are born, we will shift responsibility and we'll say that my parents didn't record my date of birth. I have to make so much shukr. My marhum father wrote on the back of my original birth certificate, those days birth certificate, my date of birth, which alhamdulillah I've got well under record. So we can blame our parents, but when we got married, then I think we were baligh. We were matured. We were not immature to put the blame. When our children were born, I think we were more matured. But who of us kept those records? And yet we are so good Muslims. So it is very, very essential, our identity with Islam. Today, how many of our events that take place, bayans in the masjid, ijtimas, anything, only the English date. And then again, connotation of Easter weekend. We shouldn't use the word Easter weekend. We should use the Islamic dates and get people used to it slowly. At least some consciousness of it can come into a person. One time, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was coming to our country. And Maulana Shabir Sahib of Darulum Zakaria phoned me and told him, Hazrat is coming and we are having our jalsas during this time. Actually, we should travel to India and give Hazrat Dawat. That was the right thing. But since there isn't time, let us not wait till he comes. Out of adab and respect it is, let us write letters. So they also wrote, we also wrote. And then when Hazrat replied those letters, on our letter he wrote our logo, which has got the kitab open on a rahel. He said, this refers to the Quran Sharif. And to leave the Quran Sharif open without anyone reading, this is disrespect. And on the other letter he wrote, that you haven't written the Islamic date. You have only written the, you're an Islamic institute or what? And he says, I'm confident, had you written the Islamic date, you would have put the Islamic date under and the English date on top. And this also speaks volumes of our preferential treatment. Our priorities, it speaks volumes. And then just see the adab of these great people. At the end, Hazrat wrote, if it's right, make amal on it. If it's wrong, inform me. If I've written something which is not right, inform me. So this consciousness has to come into us. And we have to make our lives Islamic as far as we can. We are all very good Muslims. One time, when there was a international Tablighi Ijtima, and all our kabir were here, just the names of them are so great, just to take their names also. One person who had grown very fond and close to Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, and our buzurgs are such, your heart just takes to them. The last day they were leaving for the airport, we were in Newtown Masjid in Joburg. And he invited Maulana, he said, Maulana, come for breakfast home. So they were very informal, very open, like friends they had become. So Maulana said, no, I won't come. So he said, Maulana, I'm inviting you, why won't you come? He said, you're not inviting me for breakfast. I'm inviting you for breakfast. He said, no, you're inviting me for barakat in your house. That you think me to be a buzurg, and I must come to your house, and there will be barakat. So he said, that is true. So Maulana said, by me coming in your house, and your whole house from where you enter till where you exit, is all Western pattern. No sunnat sign in your house also. By that, no barakat of one buzurg coming there. You take out all that and you bring sunnat pattern in your house without any buzurg coming, and you will see it is you will get barakat. Now if a buzurg comes, then nurun ala nur. How many of us hear of this every year? We must be thinking it's coming out of our ears and out of our nose. Maulana got nothing else to speak. But who made a change in this field? Who even gave it a thought? It's still just the same we're carrying on. We identify ourselves in practice with Christian world, with Western world. And in talking, we are perfect Muslims. If we go to all this Islamic countries, though they are also a lot of Westernized, but all that you have in the room is one carpet. And then perhaps, if there is anything more, it is this foam mattress. Just a foam mattress with cushions on the side. Rich, rich, wealthy, wealthy people. But this is their way of life. Today and in our house, as it comes in the hadith, how a lizard will go in the hole, my ummah will follow the other nations like this, and they will also fall in the hole. So what we have, frames in our house. to make it, to justify it, a Muslim house. But what is that frame? Allah, Muhammad, Ayatul Kursi, other things that we have in on the frame. But that is to beautify the wall, the home beauty. So we won't put a Christian or a Hindu picture of that deen. Or some of us, we put also some scenery, etc., which is not haram, but we, to justify, make it Muslim, kosher, and get it approved, halal approved, we put Allah, Muhammad. Whereas Allah must be in your heart. No, you want to make the wall Allah wala. But you know, you such a wall that you don't want to become Allah wala. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his practical life must be in your house, must be in your heart. But that we don't want to do. We just want to bluff ourselves. I got Allah Muhammad. I paid so much for it. This I got from Istanbul. This is from Cairo. This is from here. And we make ourselves happy with those things. The reality, we are far, far away. And yet the saddest part is we think I'm a very good Muslim. If we acknowledge that I'm weak, I haven't started stuff. I still have to start, then there is hope that we will carry on. So there are great, great lessons for us to learn from this occasion of this changing of time itself, the measurement of time, the ni'mat of Allah that He has given us time, every moment in our lives. What a great ni'mat of time. And time is that ni'mat which is more than our wealth also. Many people lose their wealth, regain it also. More than health also. Many people lose their health, become very healthy again. And then it is a ni'mat which is not nice to say, but just for it to register. In a sense, it is more than the ni'mat of iman also. In this sense that many people lose their iman. One brother came recently, he said, I became murtad, I became a Muslim again. So you get your iman back. But time that is gone, out of the question that time will come back. Time will, not a minute will come back, not a second will come back. The wave that hits the shore, it won't come back again. It's gone. And it's a day in your life, it will never come back. But whoever even thinks of a time as Allah's qudrat, as the ni'mat of Allah, and how I must appreciate this time, then to measure this time, what a great. If a person is a concussion, doesn't know how that person feels. Like that, without measurement of time, we should be in a concussion all the time. How could we know today we're going to have a majlis today? We'll make some announcements for another program. How could we have made it? You borrow somebody money, you buy on 30 days, on 60 days. How should, nothing. My daughter, how old is she now? She must get married. I'm what age? If there was no measurement of time. What a concussion we should be living in. Allah has given us such ni'mat, but we don't acknowledge at all. And we don't even acknowledge that who Allah gave us this ni'mat. Through His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the ulama-i-kiram, Allahu Akbar, what ni'mat we have been blessed with. So this is a time that we do all this. And if we do it, it is for yourselves. And if you don't want to do it, then time is not going to wait for you. The train of your life is not going to, at our station it stops for 5-10 minutes, or 2 minutes, or whatever. But the train of life is just moving, all the time. And we have to get on, and we have to fill our amal of akhirat. But if we don't want to, it is to our own detriment. And if we do it, it is to our own benefit. So may Allah let us realize this, and move forward, and change our lives. The brother wants to become bayat, too easy. Student who wants to become that. Acha. Please come forward. Just a little introduction to bayat. And the object also is to bring a change in our lives. Not only for barakat, not only that we, like you go to a doctor and you go for barakat to doctor. And you just tell him, I just came and visit you to get barakat that my health must be good. You don't have to diagnose me also, you don't have to give me medicine also, but you only put barakat in my life. That is all how we go to amils. I don't have to do anything. I pay for the taweez. Taweez latakti rahe aur gahak aate rahe. I can have TVs I'm selling, I can be selling videos, I can be selling liquor, I can be selling haram Viennas in my shop, haram other meat products in my shop. But the taweez is there. barakat in my business. So I don't have to do anything. So bayat is not that. That I, you just become bayat for the sake of it, and you don't want to bring a change in your life. The object of bayat, there is barakat. By becoming bayat, there is barakat. And great, great barakat, so great barakat, that Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, he begged of Allah that whoever comes in our silsila, his maut must come on iman, his najat must be made. So they are barakat, but the real thing is to bring a change in our lives. So if we make a change, inshallah, doctor gives you the best medicine in the world. There is no better medicine. But what you do, you have a golden case made, and with silver handles and beautiful, pure gold, and you put your medicine, and all your visitors who come, you tell them, see what medicine I got, which top doctor of the world, he gave me this best medicine. But you're not drinking the medicine. What is it going to benefit you? We are so proud we got Islam. What a religion, our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. But we don't use the medicine. We just keep it in a nice golden case, hang it up on frames, pack it away in the cupboards, and we pack it such a way, we put the rose petals also, we put some ether also, cover the Quran also, juzdan also, and wrap it up so tight that we don't have to open it again. So just keeping it there, that's not going to help us. To read it, to practice upon it, to teach it, to propagate it, that is what is going to bring a change. So for that purpose is bayat. So when we become bayat, and our mashayikh, Allah reward them, what spiritual doctors of our present day, they gave us such treatment, which is very, very, very easy. One is to have Islamic identity. Clothes, wear our clothes according to Islam. This is a great, great thing to be dressed as a Muslim. For men and women also, wherever we are. Even if you have to go on a holiday, even if you have to go shopping, but be dressed like a Muslim. That is very important. The second thing is to read Quran Sharif. Such a great thing, the recitation. For men, we suggest 3-4 pages a day, the minimum. So that at least you can make one khatam in the year. And for women, at least quarter supara, because certain days of the month they cannot read. If they read quarter, at least they'll make one khatam during the year. That's the minimum. 100 times La ilaha illallah. And with this, with the first time, and more or less every 10 times, to complete the whole kalima. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, we are taking out of our heart the wrong thing. And we're throwing it out. And with illallah, we are putting the right thing. Really, think for yourself. According to the mind Allah has given you, your heart, if you cleanse your heart 100 times a day, and then you polish it, and you perfume it, and you shine it 100 times, how can that heart become clean? Why is it that we still not the change coming in our lives? Why is the change still only superficial? Why isn't the reality coming? Zikr is the most important thing. And do it properly. And then 100 times, Allah. And the first time, to say any words of Allah's greatness like Jalla Jalaluhu, Ta'ala Shanuhu, is wajib also. And with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you. Oh Allah, you love me, you come in my heart. You appealing to Kareem, to appealing to Haleem, so gracious, so magnificent, so kind Allah. 100 times you appealing to Him when your zikr is like that, how won't Allah come in your heart? And if you got Allah, you have got everything. Allah will make your islah. Allah will guide you. Allah will help you out of your problems. Allah will see to your protection once you got Allah. So to do this, and this, as I said, our buzurgs have prescribed so little and so easy for us. Before they were required to read 100, what we know in our knowledge. Before that Allah knows, 120,000 times, La ilaha illallah, Allah. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali himself had said that he used to make zikr of Isme Zaat 120,000 times Maulana Ilyas prescribed for him. So little. But in this 100, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, you will get the same benefit of 120,000 if you will do it correctly. And this is just like, if we make our qurbani correctly, you get the sawab of what Ibrahim alayhi salam got of slaughtering his son. He wasn't actually slaughtered, but the act of that sawab you'll get of slaughtering your son. So this, and then the other very important thing, which we repeat so much, but no response practically. Very, very few keep contact. Nobody keeps any contact whatsoever. Very few people. MashaAllah, the numbers are growing. They do keep contact. They give their reports, but very, very little. If there is some contact, some unwanted thing, some unnatural thing, and only dreams, and only business problems, and some the only time they write, I'm very sorry, I haven't kept contact, but this problem I got. Only when you got a problem, you keep contact. Doctor, you only go when you got a problem. But your spiritual doctor, keep always contact so the problem doesn't come also. When you don't keep contact, now you got a problem. Now you ask for mashura. So Sheikh is not a marriage counselor, he's not a business advisor. By the way, theek hai, but that is not his job. His job is for, but that we don't keep contact for that purpose. We keep contact for other things. For proposal of the daughter, for all other things, we keep contact. But for what we have to, for what is bad, for that we don't keep contact. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Qadiriyah and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, except by Tawbah and my Bayat, O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha, grant my maut on iman kamil, on kalima shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept it. Next Islahi Jalsa will be on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Jamadul Ukhra, which will be 20, 21, 22 of February, inshallah. Here at the Darul Ulum, according to the English year, next year. And our year, in this year, Jamadiyo Ula, inshallah. Any other?
Read Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the new year, let it give us a new life also. A life for the betterment of our deen and our akhirat. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Let us practically change our ways of life, O Allah. By that, our conviction, your promise that you will grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Open our blind eyes and our darkened hearts, lighten them up. Let us see what is the truth and let us see your ilm and your guidance, O Allah. What a magnanimous Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to us. O Allah, what ulama and what sacrifices the men of Allah have done to bring this deen to us. Let us acknowledge, and our true acknowledgement is, let us practice on it practically. O Allah, grant us every goodness. Be pleased with us, and you help and guide us. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب